From my family to you, and behalf of Mamaw, thank you all for your prayers, support during this time. The last couple of months have been bittersweet. I have been blessed with the opportunity to serve and be near to my family as we served Mamaw together. We have shared stories together, laughed together, and one of my favorites was reading God's word to her. In the early mornings and the quiet evenings, she would ask me to read scripture to her. It was during those times that I heard her heart for the Lord and her concern for the family to love the Lord. Several weeks ago, she started planning this day. From the details of what she would wear to who would carry out the service today, which including telling me, not asking me, but telling me that I would say something today. And I said to her, "What would you have me to say?" And she said, "I guess you will figure it out." So I had the opportunity over this course of a few months to read to her the scripture, to ask for her approval of what I would be presenting today. And I said, "Do you approve?" And she said, "Yes, I approve." So one of my favorite verses I have read to her is Isaiah 48. "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." Everything in this life is meant to point us to Christ and the one that gives life, both physically and spiritually. All of life's pleasures will fade away. All of false hopes you chase will fade away. All idols you create, including yourself, will fade away. But the God of the universe, the one whom no darkness lives in, will stand forever. In 1 John 1:5-6, we read, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." While we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. What does it look like to walk in darkness? What characterizes your life? Is it drunkenness? Is it addiction? Lies upon lies? Hatred? Bitterness? Gossip and slander of others? Lust and adultery? Maybe it's not the obvious. Maybe it's the good works you boast in. Maybe you think you will be good enough, and God will understand and overlook those things that you have done. Or maybe that your good will outweigh any bad he sees. We all have to face God's standards in the end, not our own. If you are living your life in darkness, that he will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. I want to share with you the rest of 1 John 1:7-10. "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The one another is the people of God, not the buddies that we rebel against on a daily basis against God. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us." And continuing in 1 John as we move to chapter 2, 3-6. "And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, 'I know him,' but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfect. By this we know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." Granny knew this day was coming. Granny knew that she had family walking in darkness and didn't resemble the likeness of Christ. She was broken at the lack of the love of our Lord. She charged her children to make God a priority by focusing on them and obeying in His word, attending to church. More importantly, God's word says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your minds, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that is my prayer for you today, that as we grieve and yet praise God for Mamma, that if you are light, that you draw closer to Him. And if you are darkness, that God uses this time to call you out of that darkness into His glorious light. That He grants you repentance of your sin and sets your feet on a new path, one that is in likeness of Him. On Thursday night, before Mamma passed away, she was spending time with Mom and Debbie. And they had a great time of 30 minutes or so, just talking and stories. And then she told them it was time for them to go to bed because Diane had to read to her, read scripture to her, not knowing that that would be the last. So the Lord led me to read to her and Mom and Debbie Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined me and He heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock. Making my steps secure, He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie.